I'm Grigori Karpin from Simply Creative People, the podcast where we discuss GUIs, canons, and stories from the SCP Wiki, and we try to recommend things for all fans of the Wiki, new and old. Look for us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Visit the show page at anchor.fm/simply-creative-people, or follow us on Twitter at SIMCREAT.
I'm Kelsey.
I'm Cassie.
And I'm Nolan from SCP Weekly. We bring you news from on-site and off-site.
And we share your love for the creative community that surrounds the SCP Wiki.
Join us on Tuesdays for new episodes, wherever you listen to podcasts, or on YouTube at SCP Weekly.
The file you are about to hear has been thoroughly scrutinized by the Ethics Committee and approved by the O5 Council for release to trusted associates of the Foundation. This is SCP Unredacted.
The man who was named Hopper had safely returned. Zer relieved pages sighed. As he always did, he steadied his balance on the shelves around him. The library made no complaints, as he was grateful for the work he did. Archivist Haven's voice beckoned the gatherer, and he resumed work. The library smiled. The serpent's hand treated Zer well. Z treated them. Their scars still ached from the bookburner's invasion. Would they ever heal? Z did not know. It pains her to be severed from the tree Yggdrasil. Zer ways were damaged, scorched and corrupted by the bookburner's cruelty. Z could still recall the scent of ashes from all the tomes they destroyed. Hidden by armor, cold, unemphatic, hostile, alien, and wrong. Their metal weapons slaughtering whomever crossed their path, armed or not. The rounder peed screams as the bullets tore through it would haunt Zer always. The hand arrived not a moment too soon, outraged by the massacre. The library knew not who either of these groups were, not at that time. With thaumaturgic elegance, the newcomers retaliated. The bookburners fell with not a drop of blood spilled, one by one by one. Bullets flew, piercing linen and spraying blood onto their hallowed halls. Violent, but not lethal, the hand defended themselves and the library. Great care was taken to ascertain no more of Zer books would suffer. Vulgar curses left the armored fascists. The scale of odds was tipping. But the hand could not hold the line forever. They were outnumbered so. Fate intervened. A noble sacrifice from a dying rounderpede. With a renewed breath, its legs pierced through their armor, snapping bones like twigs. Weapons peppered what remained of its carapace, but it was no use. It cut through their droves like a scythe against wheat, with a defiant screech. The bookburner's fate was favorable no more. A retreat issued. The hand acted quick, going to the rounderpede's side with looks of grief. The creature's last gasp heralded a beautiful song, last of its kind. Its body stilled, legs curled against themselves, and the serpent's hand wept. Repairs would begin. What little could be salvaged from the fires, preserved. The ways could not be fixed. The bookburner's purge was too thorough for it. The library mourned the loss of knowledge and the World Tree's connection. Z was but one of many libraries, all whom collaborated. That was no longer an option for Zer. Z would be isolated. The hand, bless them, tried to find alternatives, but they would come up short. and so it would stay for countless years after the thwarted invasion. The Hand made a home out of the library's vast rooms and long hallways. Z did not complain, grateful for their protection all those years ago. They explored the world, writing new books to fill Zer bookshelves with their finds. But some parts of Zer still felt empty. The tree lived in her memories. The Hand were kind folk, but there was still so much Z did not know about them. They were alien, too, as was anything to a genius loci. Z observed Hopper and Sylvia Haven, the two in hushed debate. He was a lucky find. The worlds he discovered all added more books. But the story of that breakthrough would have to wait for another time.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, join my Discord community, hire me on Fiverr, or help support me by becoming a patron for as little as $3 a month. Regardless of tier, all patrons get early access to every single episode. The links are in the description. I don't have the talent it takes to write a skip. All I do is read. Original authors make this podcast possible, so credit to the original author. Their link's in the description. Show them some love as well. Consider becoming a member of the SCP Wiki. Upvote their work, and maybe write a skip of your own. Maybe I'll read it here someday. You never know if you never try. The content of this podcast and content relating to the SCP Foundation, including the SCP Foundation logo, is licensed under Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0, and all concepts originate from scpwiki.com and its authors. This recording, being derived from this content, is hereby also released under Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0.
Hey there, this is DJ Skip, host of Foundation After Midnight Radio, coming to you from the only third shift broadcast for personnel by personnel. Be sure to tune in wherever you listen to podcasts to not miss out on containment news and community announcements from within the Foundation.